Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Robb. To most wrestling fans, he's a high flyer, but there's a lot more to former WCW and WWE superstar Rey Mysterio, including a connection to comics. We'll explore that. Plus, it's a love connection in the backseat of a car. No, it's not that. It's a new reality show hosted by Ray J. He comes along to take us for a ride to explain it all. Let's get to the point.
This is The Point. The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
From WCW to WWE to high in the sky, wrestling fans love to keep their eyes on Rey Mysterio. Now he's putting his skills to the test in Lucha Underground in its second season on the El Rey Network. Rey told me that wrestling became part of his life at a pretty early age.
God, I would have to have been 8 years old, perhaps, when I took the sport and embraced it and really understood that I really wanted to be a part of this. You know, and at that point, I was just a fan. I was watching my uncle perform down in Tijuana, across the border from San Diego. You know, I was watching the whole scene. You know, from the moment we pulled up into the arena, from the moment he put his mask on and he walked out of the car, and I would carry his bag. Kids would come up, take pictures, ask for autographs, and all of that. So yeah. Right around that age.
So who were some of his other great inspirations in the business?
Oh, my God. There was another wrestler that is also from Tijuana. And he inspired me so much because everybody would tell me that I was too little. You know, for so many years they told me that. This wrestler goes by the name of Super Astro. And he's probably shorter than me, but he was very stocky. He had like a Mighty Mouse look to him.
Mm-hmm.
But he was incredible. The things that he would do in the ring were just amazing, you know. And I think that's where I got most of my inspiration to the style that I have now. Because my uncle wasn't so much a high flyer. He was more of a heavier guy. You know, but my style, I think I picked up from Super Astro.
Like a lot of those in sports entertainment, the possibility of injury hangs over Rey every time he heads in the ring.
I do worry about my previous injuries. And of course, it's been out there. It's been the same one over and over. The left ACL, you know. So in the back of my mind, deep down inside, there is a part of me that holds back onto performing at a very higher level. And sometimes with the people that I'm in there in the ring at the time performing, they give me that confidence to go out there and be the Rey Mysterio that I know how to be, you know. So with that being said, I push myself a bit more every time, you know. And hopefully my main thing, and it has always been my main objective, is to make sure that the fans are entertained and that they leave happy.
If you check out Rey's in-ring gear, well, it's pretty obvious he's a fan of comics.
I am, as a matter of fact. And believe it or not, Lucha Underground started doing some comics. One of the first ones was displaying me on the cover, and it talked a little bit of the history of Lucha Underground and me being a part of it. Then, of course, they just came out with another one with Mil Muertes on the cover. But I think this is important for the youth. You know, a lot of kids sometimes don't like to read, which is not good. I think literature is very important, you know, and sometimes kids, instead of grabbing a book, they go and pick up comics. So if this is a good way to inspire kids on reading and at the same time, understanding what Lucha Libre is, it's incredible. So I like that side of comic book stages.
Rey Mysterio and all the superstars of Lucha Underground with new episodes every Wednesday on the El Rey Network. Well, look who's coming back into comics. We'll talk about that and more as we look at what's going on in pop culture. Congratulations to fellow news site Comic Book Resources. They have a new home and a new owner, too. That's Valnet Incorporated. The guys who also own sites like Screen Rant and The Richest as well. Plans are to keep the entire staff as well as the LA office when they take over Comic Book Resources sometime over the next few weeks. Some DC TV news. The actor who plays Palmer Technologies' Wiz Curtis Holtz, Echo Kellum, has been promoted to a series regular beginning with season 5 of Arrow. Meanwhile, Katie Cassidy will be guest starring on The Flash as an Earth 2 version of Black Canary. And she'll also appear as Black Canary in the animated Vixen series as well. Game of Thrones will be getting their official after show called After the Thrones. It'll be hosted by Andy Greenwald and Chris Ryan. It'll follow the Game of Thrones premiere beginning on April 24th and continue through the duration of the entire 6th season. Of course, it'll appear on HBO. What are the big TV shows on social media? Those that have been talked about the most over the past week or so include Grey's Anatomy, Shadowhunters, Good Morning America, and at the very top, the most talked about show, The Walking Dead from AMC. It's been a busy week for Image Comics. On the eve of the Emerald City Con, they held their expo for the first time and used it to announce some 20 new titles that'll debut before the end of the year, including works by Brian Azzarello, Ed Brubaker, Howard Chaykin, Brandon Fletcher, and so many others. On top of all that, they announced the return of Karen Berger to the world of comics. Berger, who you know was one of the founding editors of Vertigo at DC, comes to Image to do a new project called Surgeon X, written by Sarah Kinney, and artwork will be by John Watkiss. The Detour, the show created for TBS by Jason Jones and Samantha Bee, has already gotten a second season pickup, even though the first season has not been officially underway. There have been a couple of episodes that had sneak preview telecasts following the basketball tournament, and they're also available to stream from the TBS website. It's an Uber trip with a little love connection on the side. It's Driven to Love, the new series on WeTV, where they say relationships begin in the backseat of the car. And up front and driving is host Ray J, who told me the whole concept here may be a little familiar to some TV fans.
A little taxi cab confession / pimp my ride / cash cab / for the love of Ray J / now Driven to Love. Here we are, baby. It's a twist and turn of all of these dating shows. But now I finally found a new format, and that's me hopping in the love caddy, driving through New York, trying to find amazing people for the dater that needs to find love. I mean, what a concept. It's light, it's fun, it's no pressure. You know, we're playing challenges, games, she's kicking them in, she's kicking them out. Only two can ride at a time, and then we end up at JFK, where they go off to paradise and do what they do. If you know what I mean.
So what criteria do the contestants use to pick their love connection?
Well, I mean, when they get in the car, I got all kind of different games we play from. I can't give the whole thing away, but we play games like phone check. So I go through everybody's phone. Like I go, you know, the best way to figure out who somebody is by going through their phone. So when I go through guys or girls' phones, I mean, you see the most craziest things. So a lot of the times people will don't say what they really say, and then you see in the phone it's totally different, and that's when people get kicked out. And you know, it gets intense as the episode grows. The challenges get harder, and she gets to really see people for who they are.
So contestants are both men and women.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of females that's looking for love, but I didn't leave out the fellas. Like the fellas are looking too, so we got episodes where the fellas are looking for love too. So we have both dynamics on this show, and it's really cool to see them both happening with different genres and different people, male and female.
So after we see the connection, is there a follow-up to this?
That's how we do it. Like right after they fly to paradise, you can go right to WeTV.com and check out everything that happened in paradise and see if they either fell in love or they called it quits. So it's, you can see everything from beginning to the end, and then you can kind of see the finale and the dessert on WeTV.com, you know, so we hitting them from the TV and the online. Bada bing, bada boom.
There's no question that social media plays a big part in making a connection, especially with apps like Tinder.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Tinder don't have nothing on Driven to Love. I put all my money on Driven to Love as opposed to Tinder. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm giving them a little bit of Tinder. I'm giving them a little bit of a fender bender and all that in the same time. So I don't think anybody can fade Driven to Love. I think we on our way to the top.
I also want to take a minute to check in with Ray J about his music career.
Yeah, I got a new song called Curtains Closed. That's top 20 on Urban Radio. It's in the top 20 on hot single sales on Billboard. So, you know, I've always been an independent artist, and my music always comes out and does well. But I'm only a single kind of guy. I rarely drop albums because, you know, I like to make money and put out good music. So every once or twice a year, I might throw out a single, and it goes gold or 250 or platinum. And then when I'm chilling, and I go back home, and I count my money and go back to doing TV.
And as far as his all-time dream project, what would that be?
I want to do the Ray J biopic before I get old. Just lay it all out. Everybody doing all this stuff here and there. Why not do a Ray J biopic on just like they did the OJ story? That's what I want.
Are you gonna play the part or somebody else?
Nah, I want somebody else to play me, man. And that's deep because I can still play me, but I want somebody else to play me, and I just sit back and go, dang, that's really how it happened.
Come on, you got somebody in mind. Who is it?
Well, I don't know because I'm still younger than everybody I want to play me.
Ray J's Behind the Wheel on episodes of Driven to Love every Friday on WE-TV. That's a wrap for now, but when we're back, we're going to look at Catastrophe. Remember the show that streamed last year on Amazon and had such great critical acclaim? Well, it's back for another season, and we'll talk to the creators about just what's coming up. All that and more on great websites like TrekTVNews.com, ComicMix.com, and PopCultureUpload.com. Follow us on Facebook under The Point Radio and as PC Upload on Twitter. See you back here in a few days. Get the-